Okay, so we're on Daf Samach Hey tonight. I'll begin on Samach Dal on Rabbeinu 64b. If you remember, yesterday we were discussing the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. If a man says, my Kaddish, my Gedola, my daughter, that's Gedola, and that's the only way he described it, and he's got two groups of daughters from two wives. He was married to Rachel, then that union dissolved, and then he was married to Leah, and he had daughters with both groups. So he's got Group A and Group B. So if he says, I was my Kaddish, my Gedola, my older daughter, so then the understanding according to Meir is that all the daughters are Safek Mekudashot, except for the very youngest. So the oldest of the oldest group, everybody in the oldest group, because everybody in the oldest group is like older than somebody in the younger group, and then the oldest of the younger group, but the youngest is not included, according to Meir. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Gedola means the absolute oldest. That's the way Rabbi Yossi understands it in the plain, straightforward explanation. And then conversely, they have a machloket. If a man says, I was Mekadesh, my youngest daughter, or my youngest daughter. So Rameer holds that they're all younger, compared to the oldest of the oldest group, and Rabbi Yossi holds the only very youngest. Okay, welcome. Now we're on some of the days, three lines from the bottom. So Amar Abaye, Machloket b'shtei kitei banot. So Abaye says the machloket between Rameer and Rabbi Yossi is when you have two groups of daughters. Aval b'kat achat, if there's only one group of daughters, divrei kol gidola mamash. If it is one group, then everybody will agree, meaning Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi will agree. If he says Gedola, it means the oldest. If he says Katana, it means the youngest. And then the middle daughters will call by name. That's so there's one group, there's no machloket. It's only we have two groups. So then the older group, vis-a-vis the younger group, everybody's older. But within one group, you call older, older, young, youngest, and then cite that way. And conversely, with younger, it would be the same way. He would say that the only machloket is with two groups, but if it's one group, then the youngest he calls the youngest, the oldest, and so forth. So I'm only Rabbata Bar Matna Lavaya Yelaniata Inside Shebekachnia. So he says if that's true, then even with two groups, so the middle daughters in the second, in the youngest group, going with the first version of the machloket, should be permissible. In other words, again, according to Meir, he says the father says I was Mekadesh my oldest daughter, so he said that the everybody in the older group is Safek Mekudeshet, and then the oldest one in the second group is Mekudeshet, and the youngest not. But he wants to say that if what we just said is true, then even the middle daughters in the second group should be permissible. So the Gemara says Hachavaya Finan. So if that's the case, why does the Tana not mention that? Why doesn't the Tana say? In other words, the Tana said that kulan asurot kutz minak Tana shebiktano divrei Meir. They're all prohibited except the youngest of the youngest group, according to Meir. But if emtsai, in other words, the last group, the youngest group, just viewed in its isolation, which is the way that we just said, so the middle daughter should be permissible because they're not the gedola. So he says, hachamayaskinam b'she'ein shamel gedola k'tana. The Gemara says, what's the case in the Mishnah? In the youngest group, there's only two daughters, an older one and a younger daughter. There are no middle daughters. In Achinami, if there would be middle daughters, so the Tana would say they're permissible. But there are no middle daughters. There's just an older daughter and a younger daughter. The Gemara says that's logical. Because if there were middle daughters, and if the Tana held not like we were just saying with Abaye, permissible, so the Tana should say that the middle daughters are also prohibited. The Gemara says, according to that rationale, Rishona, Katani law. He says, yeah, but what about the middle daughters in the older group? In other words, the middle daughters in the older group, according to you, everybody agrees they're prohibited, but he doesn't specify them. He says, Hafi Hashta, how can you compare the two cases? Hatam Tana Katana Didali Isura. In the older group, the Tana already told me that the youngest, in other words, the old, again, Daniel is working. So the first is I'm a Kaddish, my older daughter. So all the older, the two groups, so the older, all the girls in the older group, they're prohibited. And in the younger group, it's coming out that the youngest and the oldest is Aser, and the youngest one is permissible. But he says, but with the older group, so he should mention the middle daughters. So he says, Hachi Hashta, Hatam Tana Katana Gidali Sura. In the older group, he mentioned that the youngest daughter is already prohibited. Obviously, I know that if the youngest of the older group is prohibited, so I know that the middle daughters in the older group are prohibited. If there were middle daughters in the younger group, and if he would hold that they're prohibited, Ninye, he should teach me. So the Gemara says, let me just do a few more lines and I'll summarize and we'll go back. So Amalei Rav Huna b'Reina v'Shula Rava. Anyway, the basic idea, I'm just repeating myself. The basic idea, he says, that according to Abaye, if there's only one group, everybody agrees that a person would call the older daughter the older one, the younger, and the middle would be called by name. Everybody agrees to that, if there's only one group. It's only when there are two groups, then, according to a mayor, when the person says, my older daughter, he can mean all the older, in other words, all the older girls in the older group are considered older vis-a-vis the young group. But within one group, when he only looks at the one, in other words, he only calls older the oldest of the group or the older vis-a-vis a second group. But within one group, he just is the oldest, and nobody else is the oldest. So let me just finish up this again, and we'll get to it. So the Gemara says on the second wide line, Amalei Rav Huna b'Reina v'Yeshua the Rava haPesach. Now, if you remember yesterday, we mentioned this machloket from a second Nedarim. If a person made a neder that X shouldn't get hana from him, so there was machloket between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. So we said that if he says Ad Shegia, I'm sorry. If he says Ad Pesach, means till Pesach arrives, the person's prohibited. Ad Shehei Pesach, he's prohibited for the whole holiday. But Ad Penei Pesach, which we thought is the beginning of Pesach, we had a machloket. One learned, and it ends up being really Remeir. One learns that every day could be the beginning, and one learns that beginning means the beginning. So he says here, back in the Gemara, so Amarli Rav Huna B'Reva Shul Rava, HaPesach T'chikat Achatami, but Pesach is like one group. Who pligi, and we see there's a machloket whether it applies. In other words, this word, I think this works better with the tzad to say about the younger daughter. But let's say he says, I was mekadesh my younger daughter, and there's only one group. So everybody agrees that that's only the youngest of the group. So here, by analogy, we had this case with the Darim where he says X, a person says X is prohibited getting hana from me ad penei haPesach, to the beginning of Pesach. So we had a machloket. Does it mean just the beginning of Pesach or every day during Pesach? But we just said, if you're saying it's the youngest daughter, it means the youngest. Like Pesach is like one group of daughters, and at Pnei Pesach, there should not be a machloket. So he says here, he says, Amalei Rav Huna b'Reva Shul Rava, haPesach chichar chadami upligi. He says, Amalei hatam b'lishim da'amak mifli. No, machloket there isn't the way that I just said it a moment ago. It's understanding the terms, the way people use it. One opinion holds, which is going to come out to be in the end, like Rabbi Yossi, I think, that to the beginning, Pnei Pesach means up until Pesach. Pnei Pesach means the Pesach clears out, so the whole holiday is cleared out. So it's not exactly the same as we said before. Okay, listen, I only have 60 seconds for questions. Slightly technical sugya. But anybody want to say anything? Any questions, comments, or thoughts?
Pnei Pesach until Pesach is over.
No,
anybody
I
stay
know.
Until the day after?
Ad Pesach.
You know, but the second
Mipinei Pesach. No, Ad Pesach. In other words, till the whole holiday
so the
clears
day after
out.
Also. The whole day is cleared the day after.
No. In other words, once it clears out, it's cleared out. In other words, so that's the way I would say. All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, everybody think? I'm sorry. Okay, now we're at the Mishnah, the fifth wide line on Samachayim and Aleph. Okay, now this Mishnah is going to give four examples. As a person, one person saying I was with Desha, the other person saying I don't know what you're talking about. But the klal in the Mishnah is Shafi Anafshe, Fatiha Surah. If a person makes a statement, even though he can't halakhically prove, you know, the veracity of the statement, but having made the statement and asserted it, he's bound or she is bound by the, you know, the implications of the statement. It's like Shafi Anafshe, Fatiha Surah. For the person himself, he's declared this piece of meat like prohibited. So we'll see in the Mishnah, and then we'll pause for a few seconds. So the Manitin, Ha'omer L'Isha Kiddushti. Well, Reuven says to Raphael, I gave you Kiddushin. Yomer Lo Kiddushani. She says, I don't know who you are. He says, Hu Asur B'Krovoteha B'Muter B'Krovav. So he's prohibited and now marrying her relatives as if she is. In other words, he says that I married you, but he can't establish that he married her. And we'll see all the facts in the Gemara as we go on, but he can't establish it. He is Shavian Afshekh, I think of the story. He asserted that he's married to her, so he can't marry her sister, he can't marry her mother, But she says, I don't know what she's talking about. She can marry his relatives. He says, in other words, she's not bound by his bare, bold assertion. And then we have three more cases, all similar, and the Gemara will ask why we won't need all the cases. He omer kidashtani, here's the opposite. She says, you gave me kiddushin. Who omer lo kidashti? He says, I don't know who you are. He says, who mutar b'kravotah? So he can marry her relatives. He says, v'hiya through b'kravav, and she's prohibited his relatives. The third case, kidashtich, he says, I gave you kiddushin. He says, no, you didn't give me kiddushin, but you gave my daughter kiddushin. Who asked her gedola? He's gedola means the mother. He's prohibited in the relatives of the gedola, the older woman, the mother. The mother is permissible with his relatives. She's not bound by his statement. He likewise is permitted to the relatives of the daughter because he didn't say that he married the daughter. The katana is permissible with his relatives. The statement of the mother is not binding on the katana. And then the fourth case, kidashtiyeh bitech, the man says to a woman, I was mekadesh, just the opposite of the previous case. I was mekadesh your daughter. Lo kidashta loti. No, you were mekadesh. The first case was, he says, I was mekadesh you. She says, no, you were mekadesh the daughter. Second case is, I was mekadesh your daughter. And she says, no, you were mekadesh me. He says, yomer lo kidashta loti. Who has for bikrovo katana? He's prohibited in the relatives of the katana. He's prohibited in the relatives of the woman that he said that was the kadesh. The katana is permissible to marry his relatives. He's permissible to marry the relatives of the mother. In other words, if a way that wouldn't be related, you know, in a way to Asur from the daughter. But the gedola is prohibited because she says that you were mekadesh me. Okay, so again, we have four cases in the Mishnah. In either he says I was mekadesh you, she says I was mekadesh, or she says I was mekadesh. Either the man says to the woman I was mekadesh you, or the woman says the man I was mekadesh you, or the man says I was mekadesh you and she says no, you mekadesh my daughter, or he says I was mekadesh your daughter and she says no, you mekadesh me. So in each case, the person makes the assertion is bound by the restrictions that flow from that assertion. That's chavi anafshe chatifa d'isur. It's like the person has declared something to be a prohibited item. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on the Mishnah that we did so far?
Obviously, you cannot prove it. Obviously, you prove
it. All right, we'll talk shortly. We'll get into the Gemara about that, but you're correct. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, all right. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, now the Gemara asks why I need all these four cases in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ha'omer li'isha kidashit kulei, I need all four cases. Yeshmin and Gabe Diday, if the Tana would have only told me case one, where he says to the woman, I was Makadishu, and she says, no, you weren't, Mishum de Gavro, the Lispale, Umikriyamar. In other words, a man, the Gemara says, you know, he'll make a statement, maybe it's not true, you know, it's like the worst case scenario, like he could be married to 100 women or not 100 women, he could have multiple wives, so he doesn't care, like, even, you know, like what the fallout would be from it. About Ihi, Ema, but if she makes the statement, I would have said, if you only told me the first case, Ilab de Kimla Bidibura, Ohavad Amra, Lissar Iu Bidikrovotea. In other words, a woman, when she says that I'm a Kudesha to you, I receive Kedushin from you, she's answering herself on everybody in the world except for this man. So the implication, the fallout of the statement is much more severe or, you know, for the woman than for the man. So I would have thought, if the Mishnah only told me the first case where the man made the statement, I would have thought in the case where the woman makes the statement that he, the man, is also bound by that statement because it's like lends, you know, veracity to it. So he says, Kamash Malan. No, that's not that way. Then the third case, he dash tich, be homer bakule. Third case says, he says, I was in Kaddish you, and she says, no, you were Kaddish my daughter, Hatu Lamali. Why do we need the third case? I got the idea. It's like, you know, Shavanav Sheikh and Tich Lisura. It's Rich, you had to teach me in the third case. So we learned yesterday in the Gemara that on a Torah level, a father has ne'emanus. He has believability to assert that his daughter was married. In other words, let's epitinataki that you said, that was yesterday's Gemara, that the Torah has special ne'emanus that it confers on the father. So I would have thought it's true by the father, but the Drabanan, he knew the Dida. On a Drabanan level, I would have thought you believe the mother. So the mother says that you will mekadesh my daughter, which is her barata. The Dibura, so the daughter should be prohibited with the mother's statement, I would have thought. Kamash Malan, not this way. He says, then the fourth case, Hidashi Bitech Bechule, the fourth case is that I was Makadish your daughter, and she says, no, you were Makadish me. Atu Lamali, why don't you need case four? Aidi Tanaha, Tananamiha. In case you don't need case four, just for symmetry of the cases. So because he taught case three, where the case three was that it's Mekadosh you, and she says, no, you were Mekadosh my daughter. So he teaches me the case where I was Mekadosh your daughter, and she says, no, you were Mekadosh me. Okay, now let me do a few more lines, then I'll pause. Okay, Itmar, Rav Amar Kofin, the Shmuel Rambakshin. Rav says that we force the man to give a get, and Shmuel says we just ask him to give a get. Okay, which case, so we think this is machlok between Rav and Shmuel, and we think it belongs to one of the cases in the Mishnah. Which case is it referring to? Ilema Resha, if it's case one in the Mishnah, case one in the Mishnah is when he says to a woman, I was with Kadeshu, and she says, no, I don't know who you are. So he says, Lav Kofinika, Lav Makshinika. There's no reason to force him to give a get or to even ask him to get. In other words, she says, I don't know who you are. I never got permission from you. He's muter on everybody. Why would we even try to solicit a get from him? If she gets the get, it means that she'd be prohibited. Ella Asefa. So the Gemara says, no, so it must be the second case. The second case is where the woman says, you were Mekadesh me, and he says, no, I wasn't Mekadesh you. So he says, Ishlema Mavakshin Lechai. So we ask him, that makes sense. Ella Kofin, am I? Why would we ever force him to give a get? So in other words, Amar, Lo nifli it's our bekriva. In other words, the man could say, if you try to force him to give a get, in other words, if I give her a get, that implies that I see that I was married to her. So as a result of that, I'm all, in other words, I don't agree that I was married to her. He says I was married to her. He says I accept the contribution from you. He says I don't know what she's talking about. But it's according to the way we understand now, there's an opinion between Rav and Shmuel that one of them says you force him to give a get in that situation, but that would have an implication for him. He would be prohibited forever from marrying her close relatives. Ella, the Gemara says, no, we misunderstood it. Shmaita Adadi Itmar. The two statements are not a machloket. The two statements complement one another as follows. Amar Shmuel Mavakshim Minlin Tenget. Shmuel says that we ask the man if he's willing to give a get. He says, Amar Rav, in the Tam Get Niasmo, Kofino Toli Tenku. Rav said, if on his own volition, in other words, nobody asked him, he decides to give a get, then as a result of that, we would force him to pay out the ksuba. If a man on his own, his own initiative decides to give a get, then we take that as an admission that he's married, and we force him to pay a ksuba. Itmar nami amarabach borada amarav amiba amarabach borada amarav hamduna amarav kofin mevakshin. That we force him and we ask him. Parti both hachi kamar mevakshin minon ten get. We ask him to the get. We gave on his own volition. We force him to give a ksuba. Okay, let me pause for a minute and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, one second, but let me just breathe first and then we'll talk. So the idea we learned in the Mishnah is an idea of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disur, that if a person makes a declaration, even if the declaration cannot be supported by, you know, objective evidence, but the person having made that statement is bound by the restrictions that flow from that statement. So if a person says, you were Mekadesh me, and they can't prove it, they're bound by the fact that they're making that assertion. And then we said that all the cases in the Mishnah were necessary, they each taught us a different thing. And then we said about the second case where the woman says, you were Mekadesh me, so she's bound by it. So Mevakshim, we would ask the man to give a get in that case, please. He says, I don't know you, but we would ask him. But if on his own volition he gave a get, he has to pay the ksuba. Okay, but let me see if there's any other questions here. Any questions in Zoom land? Any questions, comments, thoughts, anybody here other than Daniel? Okay, let me hear you from Daniel.
The man from his own volition comes and gives a get, you force him to ketuvah.
Right.
He could come and say, I'm just trying to be a nice person to her. Well, I don't want to marry anybody from her family. She asked, she's in a tzara.
No. If she asked, it's not miyatzmo. In other words, nobody asked him and he gives the get. That's what we're talking about.
Maybe he comes and says that he wants to do her a favor. You do not believe a Jewish person wants to do chesed?
All right.
It's a chesed. And now you come and tell him, $50,000?
That's the way this works. Okay.
So you should not do any favor.
Paying the ketubah is chesed too.
What is it again?
Paying the ketubah is chesed too.
Okay, so paying the ketubah is a chesed also, Yosef says.
A lot of money.
Okay. For like that answer, Yosef. Okay, now. Okay. All right. So, if any other questions, comments, thoughts, I'm going to move on. Everybody with me? All right. Let's take a look. All right. Now we're up to the next piece in the Gemara. Let me just give you a little hakdama to this. There's a klal in the Gemara that Kodavar Sheba Erva In the Bar Sheba Erba Pachot Mishnaim, there was to establish Davar Sheba Erba, things like marriage, things like that, you need to wait. And the Gemara learns Davar, Davar, Mimamo. The Rishava, it says by the woman Erba Davar, and it says Pishnaim Oshlosha Eid Mechum Davar. So there's a Rishava between Mamonos and Erba. So, but there's a question when we say that you need, let's say, two Eidim by Kiddushin, is that for Raya? Is that evidence? Or is that for Kiyam HaDavar? In other words, let's say the parties, we'll see in the Gemara, let's say there's one aid and the parties agree that a Kiddushin took place. There's no, we don't in any way contest it, but are they really married under those circumstances or not? Or do we say that the Eidim are for Kiyam HaDavar, meaning in order to be legally binding, you have to have Eidim. Without Eidim, it's a nullity, regardless of whatever you say. You know, got it? Now, then the Gemara is going to get into, let's say you have one aid. Now, well, with the Xerish of Davar, Davar, Miyamo, the simple shot, I need two Eidim, but there is a sad to say that one aid would be enough, because we see by Dine Mamono, one aid is enough to be Mechayiv and Shua. So by Dine Mamono, one aid is not a nullity. One aid does have a halakhic impact. So there could be a spar to say, if you have one aid and the parties agree that they that took place, maybe that would be fine. Got it? Okay, let's just do a little piece in the Gemara, then I'll pause for questions and comments to us, okay? So let's see back in the Gemara. So, all right, so around 15 lines from the bottom, near the Gil Yonah Shas. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Mekadesh Be'ed Echad, in Choshen L'Kiddusha. If a person is Mekadesh with one aid, we're not worried about any Kiddusha having taken place. Bami name in Rabbi Yehuda. Now, it sounds like from that first statement that they're not agreeing to it, it's just one aid comes and says we're married. But Bami name in Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Modimai. What if you have one aid and both parties agree that Kiddusha took place? So that's what they asked from Rabbi Yehuda. So in Velo, Varaki Biade. So sometimes he said yes, sometimes he said no. Varaki Biade was like lax in his hands. And always, he didn't have a clear answer for that. So Itmar, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kaddish Be'in Echad, in Koshin L'Kiddushav, he says one aid is a zero. Vafilu Shnei Amodim. Even if both people agree that the Kiddush took place, one aid doesn't cut it. Okay, so that's the halakha that we're going to use now. According to Shmuel, even if both people agree that we had Kiddushin, there's one aid that testifies I was there, that's nothing. So Rab Nachman. So Rab Nachman is the one who made the statement in the name of Shmuel. So Rab poses a question to Rab Nachman from our Mishnah. It says, Ha'omer le'isha kidashtich. This gets on to what you were touching on before, Daniel. What evidence is there in the Mishnah? He says, Ha'omer le'isha kidashtich. A man says to a woman, I was Mekadeshu. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Who asked for Bikrovotel, be Muter Bikrovav? So he's prohibited in her relatives, like her sister and things like that, but she can marry his relatives, like the brother. Idi Ika Adim, Amai Muter Bikrovav. So what are we talking about in the Mishnah? If there are Adim that the Kiddushin took place, so why would she be permissible to marry his relatives? Idi Leka Adim, if there are no Adim, Amai Asur Bikrovotel, why is he prohibited in her relatives? In other words, without Adim, there is nothing to get off the ground with. So he says, El Alav the Eid Echad. Is it not? The Mishnah is talking about that there was one witness who testified that the Kiddushin took place. So if that's the case, then that would seem to prove that one witness does have some binding impact on the man. In other words, the man who agrees with the one witness is bound by it. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, Hakamaya Skinan, Yon Da'amarla Kiddushin, Pathane Ploni and Ploni, Valhulam Dinadayam. So the Gemara says, no. The Mishnah is talking about but the man said, I was Mekadeshu in front of, you know, Yisachar and Zvulun, who were Adim, but they went off in the Veltarine, and now we can't get a hold of them. So he's attesting that I gave, he's saying I was Mekadeshu in front of two Adim, so it was a binding marriage, but the Adim are nowhere to be found now. So we can't ask the Adim, and she says, I don't know what you're talking about, it's never took place. That's the case in the Mishnah. That's the way that that Rav Nachman is answering, you know, Shmuel's position that Eid Echad B'Kiddushin doesn't cut it. So Eitrei, he asked him another question. This is again with, this is Rava. Rava asked another question from Rav Nachman. Hamagarish Ishto, if a man divorces his wife, Bilani Moba Puntiki, and then he stays over in the inn overnight. Beitchami Amrim Einat Tzricha Emenu Get Sheni. Beitchami says she doesn't, in other words, he divorced already, and then a week later, and now they're sharing a room a week later. So Beit Shammai says she does not require another get. Rehilomrim Sricha Menu Get Sheni. Says, no, now she requires another get. So we have to figure out what the issue is. So Hechidami, what's the case in that Mishnah? Idi Ika Edim, if there are Edim who saw them in the room alone, and you have to add on here a little bit. In other words, if it's Eidei Bia, if the Eidim see that they had relations with each other, and the presumption is also in Adam Osa Bilato Bilatznot, a person wouldn't make his Bia Bilatznot, so Misami is a Kadeshur. So if there are Eidim, my Tamai de Beit Shammai, why would Beit Shammai say you don't need to get? Vidleka Eidim, if there are no Eidim, my Tamai de Beit Hillel, what's the reason Beit Hillel, no Eidim? Elalav, the Eid Achad. Is it not that we're talking about a case that there was one aid? And again, Shmuel is an Amora. I mean, Rav Nachman reports in the name of Shmuel that he says that a kosh aid achad is in choshev. There's nothing to worry about with the kiddushin. This is the aid achad, and according to Hillel, we are choshev. L'tameich ema seifa. So the Gemara says, well, let's see your svara. Let's go to the seifa of that Mishnah. Umodim b'nit garsham and Eirusin. Both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai agreed that if she was Garish from Eirusin. In other words, the first marriage was only Eirusin. First marriage, only Eirusin, they were never intimate with one another. Chain Sriyathe Minu Get Shani. Then even Beit Hillel agrees, he doesn't require a get, even though they spent time in the Pundaki together, because he's not so comfortable with her when Achoshesh said he had relations with her. That's the end of the Mishnah. Yisal Kadaitach Eidachad Mehaman, if you assume that one aid has their manas, Mali Mina Eirusin, Mali Mina Nisuin, what difference does it make that it was Eirusin or Nisuin? This is one aid, I guess, testifying certainly that they, let's say, had Yichud. We'll see in a minute. El Hachamay Askinan, known to Ika Eide Yichud, Beleka Eide Bia. So the Gemara says, no, what's the case in the Mishnah? There are Eidim who see them alone together, not that they see them having Bia. This is Eide Yichud, Beleka Eide Bia. There's only Eidim who testify that they were alone, but not Eidim that could testify that they actually had relations with one another. Beit Shammai Savri, low, top line, low amrinan heinei yichud heinei debia. Beit Shammai holds, we can't say eide yichud is tantamount to eide debia. In other words, ube hillo savri amrinan heinei yichud heinei debia. Beit Hillel holds, no, if you have eide yichud, that's the same as eide debia, and really you're good to go. So again, we're talking about if you have one aid, you know, can that help establish the kiddushin? So we thought from this Mishnah we have proof where this was the way the Kasha was being framed according to Rava, but Rav Nachman was able to deflect the question. So Umodim, but both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai agree, Umodim Vadai, and Garshim and Eirusin, they both agree that if she was divorced after Eirusin, the Loa Minan Hinei Yuchad Hated Bia. Even Beit Hillel agrees, wouldn't say Hinei Yuchad Hated Bia, Nisha'in Libo Gaspa, because he's not so familiar with her at that point in time. All right. So again, so we had the statement from Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, which was Hamakadosh Beit Echad in Choshen LeKiddushin, LeKiddushin Abulushnei Amodim. So Shmuel's statement is, if you have Kiddushin with one witness, even if both parties agree that it took place, there's nothing to worry about. We tried to bring questions against Shmuel from these two Mishnayot, but they were able to deflect it. Let me just do a few more lines, and I'll pause. We'll take some questions. So on line 5, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav Hamakadosh Be'ed Echad In Choshen LeKiddushav Ba'Filu Shnei Amodim. So again, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Marta says that a Rav in Hamakadosh with one witness, you're not worried. You don't have to worry about kiddushin, even if they both agreed that they were married. That's what we're talking about. So it's not cutting it. That's the same thing as what Shmuel said before, right? So Shmuel, both Rav and Shmuel both say, if you're Mekadesh with one witness, and even though both parties agree that there was Kiddushin, you know, and if you have a photographer who would be non-Jew that was there, and you have video, it doesn't make a difference. In other words, not Kiddushin. Let's take a look back in the Gemara. He says, I'm a Rabba Bar Rav Huna, HaMekadesh Beit Echad, Beidina Rabba Amri, in Choshen LeKiddushav. Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, if you're Mekadesh with one witness, the great Bezdin says, you don't have to worry about Kiddushin. Man Beit Din Rabba, Rav. Be'ikad Amri, Amar Rabba Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Mekadosh Beit Echad, Beit Din Rabba Amri, and Choshen LeKiddushav. Man Beit Din Rabba, Revi. Okay, so let's pause. So let me just take a pause. We'll summarize a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit, and we'll take some questions. Okay, so again, we discussed that there's Eide Raya and Eide Kiyum HaDavar. And the question is, what about by Kiddushin, we're on Amud Beis now, around 10 lines down, some of the Beis. So what about by Kiddushin? So we had a whole tumult. Let's say you have one witness to the Kiddushin, and both parties agree with the one witness that there was Kiddushin. So is that a binding Kiddushin? In other words, everybody's on the same page. In other words, everybody says that, yeah, at 10 o'clock on Sunday, I gave a ring to Rachel, my Kala. I said, Arei am kedeshali kudat Moshe b'Yisrael. The witness says it, and Rachel agrees, and I agree, and Reuben agrees. So is that kiddushin or not? So it came out from the Gemara that both Rav and Shmuel come out that's not kiddushin. In other words, it's nice that you both agree, but it's not kiddushin, because it's coming out, you need Eidim for Kiyam HaDavar. You need Eidim to establish the validity of the transaction, and the fact that you agree the transaction took place is irrelevant. In other words, there is no halakhically binding transaction unless you have two Eidim. That's why it's coming up on the door. Now, I'll mention a story that Rav Schechter mentioned to me today. He said this took place years ago. He said that there was a fellow, his daughter went out on a date, and it was a double date. And at the date, her boyfriend wrote on a napkin or something, Harayat Nu Resetli. You know, on the napkin, he writes out Harayat Nu Resetli, and he gave her the napkin. And so the father, who had, you know, learning that it had been, I guess, the Rav Shir maybe, or going back, so he was so nervous, he came down the next day to ask the Rav, what would the halakha be? Like, his daughter now with Kadesh. In other words, he was proposing to her, but now he's giving her, you know, the star. In other words, it doesn't have to do shikas. So actually, it could be the napkin, could also be valuable also. But even if it's like a star, he writes, Harayat, he said Harayat recently. So Rav Shetzer, this was when they were in the old building, you know, in the main building of YU, and Rav used to give shir across the street from, across the hall rather, from the base medrash. I think like, this is early, before the fifth floor first saw. This is going earlier, yeah. I think what he's saying to me, he said that the rabbi, I think, went up to the second floor with Dr. Belkin at his office, and they ended up saying that Me'ikar Din, the rabbi said, you don't have to worry about it. You don't say that Eid Echad would be, you know, reliable by Kedushin, but the rabbi said for himself he would be Machmir, what the rabbi told him. In other words, like, he felt, in other words, the issues are, A, is she married right now? But then there's also, can I see the brachot under the chuppah anymore? It's not even Kadesh. I can't see the brachot anymore. What's the status? What is Mekadesh? What a mess that, what a situation like that is. Yeah. All right. All right. I guess there's a lot of stories like this. Okay.
They probably have to stand here. Right? Okay. You don't hold them as a. There's only one egg. You don't
Oh, that's even more difficult situation. All right, and she's been punished with
the plastic.
Close to the slice of pizza. All right. Anyway, all right. Now, any questions or thoughts from Zoomland? Quiet Zoom group tonight. Quiet Zoom. Yosef, you're always here. Zoom. Yosef, what do you have to say to them tonight? Yosef, anything?
No, I'm good.
Boy. Okay. Okay. Daniel's got a question. Okay, let me put him on.
We said in Adam osse beilato beilat znot, but nowadays, and how do you understand that? We say anybody who has
relationship. So Daniel says in Adam osse beilat. So there's a machloket between Rav Henkin, Zichron Lebracha, and Rav Moshe, and it was about, let's say, people who are Rav Moshe Feinstein, about people who were civilly married. In other words, let's say they didn't go through a religious marriage ceremony, but they're married based on the laws of the state or the living together, right? So according to Rav Henkin, so I have to be choshesh for the fact that, in other words, they're holding themselves out to the community as man and wife, and so hein hein eidi yichud, the fact that people testify that they're alone, hein hein eidi bi'an, and then we'll simply let be that's not. And so then they need, in other words, the key is, like, the people are, that's one thing, just like the theory, but then the practical is, they have kids, they get divorced, they go off, but they don't get. So do I have to, now that, let's say, the daughter from second marriage wants to marry, you know, a Jewish fellow, so everybody's Jewish, but now let's say the wife gets divorced from the husband one, and then she marries husband two, the reform, whatever. And the husband one never gave her a get. That's my husband too. So, you know, as far as right. So that's the issue. 100% correct. So if she was never, so according to Rav Henkin, she needs to get a get from her husband number one. And without the get, then the offspring, right, would be a mom's heir, and it creates a whole question. But according to Moshe, we wanted to say, as far like you're saying, and Rav Leibowitz was mentioning this today, that you know, you say, hein ein yichud, hein ein ede, hein ein bia, yeah, but ein adam osa bila to bila snot, that a person wouldn't want his bia to be a bila snot, so he'd be a punisher. So he says, so Rav Moshe wants to say, like, no, like today, like they're all living with us. In other words, like he doesn't care, you know, like a bila snot. So that's the lifestyle. So maybe he wouldn't make it be the business. So if his B would be business, so there's no marriage the second time around. In other words, that's the issue with this. Okay. Right. Okay. So then that makes the issue a little easier. But yeah, I remember years ago, this is going back when the school was back in the basement of that of the fire building. I remember there was a fellow, he was coming around and was on a Shabbos. He came and he was talking about the topic. I don't know, like he's like trying to like notify people of the issues with it. Anyway, all right.
Rabbi also had a similar answer to it, that he did not want to come and make it into a full-fledged marriage because of these problems of not having yet and having.
What he did not want to do.
People
what?
Who live together would right. come and say that they are able to come and do it, the Shem Kiddushin, and have them as husband and wife. And he.
You mean he didn't want to? He felt that they should go through kiddushin. But what about if they had an offspring and then they divorced and then you know with marriage with that offspring? Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. It was the all right. Let's see back in the Gemara. All right. Let's take a look. Who's yours? Oh, Daniel says tonight's the 10th yard side of Rabbi Avadi Yosef. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Now, okay, so we're around 15 lines down on Samachem Bay 65B. 15 lines down. Everybody with me? Okay. Matib Rabbi Chadvoy Bar Ami. Rabbi Chadvoy Bar Ami poses a kasha from the following braisa. Shnayim Shabam Medina Yam. Two men, we'll call them Reuben and Shimon, coming from Medina Yam, let's say from France. Be'isha Mayhem, they have Rachel with them. Bechavila Mayhem, they have a package with them. Zelmer Zuishi. Reuben says, Rachel's my wife. Zavdi, and Shimon is my Evet Kanani. Zu chavilati, and this is my satchel with my property. Zelmer and Shimon says Zu ishti, Rachel's my wife. Zu avdi and Reuben is my eved. Zu chavilati, and this is my package. The isha omer, the woman says elu shnei avadai. They're both Reuben and Shimon are both my avadim. He says but chavila shali, and the whole chavila belongs to me. Interesting situation. So the brisa says, and we have to tease this out. Tzricha shnei gitin. She requires two gitin. We think she requires two getting right from Reuben and Shimon. We think in order to marry somebody else, we think we go back to a tamina chavila, and she can collect her ksuba from the chavila. In other words, if they each give her a get, so maman of shach. In other words, three people claim the chavila is like the properties in the chavila. So if but Reuben and Shimon both claim her as a wife, and she says the whole chavila belongs to me, and then neither one is my husband. But if each one gives her a get, so maman of shach. She's entitled to at least the amount of ksuba. Let's say the ksuba is $20,000 and the chavila has $50,000. So she can at least collect the $20,000 because if it's Reuben's money, he divorced her, he's entitled to the ksuba. If it's Shimon's chavila, he divorced her, he's entitled to it. And if it's her chavila, she's entitled to it. But less will be. So there is so here they don't have the ksuba, but let's say the minimum, you know, certainly should be entitled to. So the Gemara says, hey, Chidami, what's the case in the Braisa? So if they each have Edim, in other words, Reuben has Edim that she was his wife, and Shimon's got Edim, so I understand they have Tainas, Reuben and Shimon, but how could she have a Taina that they're both my Abadim and that the whole Kabila belongs to me? And the implication of the Brisa is that she does have a Taina, since it mentions her Taina there, that's something with validity. Elav Be'edachad. So we think the Braisa must be talking about that each one had brought one witness to testify that his story was correct. So that we think would that it, again, if you look at Rashi, the 10th line, that would mean that even if she doesn't agree with it, she needs a get. That's what the Braisa would be saying. That's much stronger power to Eid Echad than we said before. Because before we said that, according to Rav and Shmuel, that even if Eid Echad, even if they both agree, it's nothing. Here we think the Braisa is saying, one aid, even if she doesn't agree, it's something. So Batisbra, the Gemara says, does that make sense? If he's got one aid and he's got one aid, and they both disagree with each other, it's aid hakasha, would any have any nevanas? So now the Gemara says like this, that it's talking about, it sounds like that they're each is talking, and each one says that he says she was my wife and this is mine, and he says it's mine but it's mine. So, and she says, I'm not either one of those wives. So everybody agrees she can marry whoever she wants. In other words, the Bryce is saying, in other words, she doesn't need Gittin to marry somebody. She can marry whoever she wants. Because they got no evidence that she was in marriage, and she doesn't conceive that she was married to either one of them. So she can marry whoever she wants, whenever she wants. But for her to get the money, you know, that's the key, the money. So she needs two Gittin from each one of them. If they each give her a get, that would be a hoda'ah, that from their part that they owe her the money of the ksuba. And then the Bryce will be going through a mayor holds that metalflim are encumbered to the ksuba. In other words, normally the ksuba is collectible from real property. The chavila is obviously metalflim. So, but this would go like a mayor who says that that the metalflim are meshuba to the ksuba. All right. So now the Gemara says my hava ola. So what's the bottom line with eid echad with kiddushin? So Rav Kahana Amar in Choshen LeKiddusha. Rav Kahana says, we're not worried about the Kiddushin rule if you have one aid. And he says, Rav Papa Amar, Choshen LeKiddusha. Rav Papa says, we are Choshish for Kiddushin. Now, it's not clear Rav Papa means when the parties admit to it, or even if the parties don't admit to it. So Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, my daitich. So Rav Ashi says, Rav Papa says, we're Choshish LeKiddushin. What's your thinking? Yalfit Davar Davar Mimamon. You're thinking, Mistama, that we're learning Davar Davar Rimamon. Ima lahalan hodat baldin kmei edim dami. Afkan hodat baldin kmei edim dami. He says, this is part of the question. Now, Rav Kahana says, ain koshin l'kidusha. Rav Papa says, if one aid comes forward, I don't have to worry about the kidusha. So, Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, what are you thinking? You're thinking, because we learned Davar, Davar, Mi Mamon. So Mamon, I have two Adim, and here I have two Adim. And so that in order to establish, you know, marriage, I have to have two Adim. That's not what you're thinking. But by Mamon, there's also another din. Hodad Baal Din Kmei Adim Dami. If in a monetary litigation, one of the parties admits liability, then that's the equivalent of 100 witnesses. So here, he wants to say, if the parties agree that they are married, in other words, I have one witness, and the parties agree we're married, so and you say it's not married, because you're learning Davar Davar Mamon. But by Mamon, it has a din, if you're Moda, then you are liable. So then, Hodat Baal Din, that should be the same thing here. If they admit that they're married, so that's an admission, and the mainland, they should be bound by it. So the Gemara says, he says, by a civil marriage, if one party admits liability, he's not obligating anybody else. In other words, he says, I owe the money, so he owes the money. Nobody else owes money. Nobody else is impacted. He pays the money. Here, the admission of marriage impacts other people. In other words, let's say the woman says, I admit I married him. That means her family can't be married then. In other words, so other people are impacted. So the fact that in Achinami they may concede that there was a marriage doesn't necessarily mean that they would be that we can make a sushtel from Davar Mamo. Okay. Anyway, so again, so Rav Kahana says not choshen. Rav says we are choshesh. Now, Bar Zutra of Adas Saba Bnei Rav Mari Bar Isur Poly Nechsayu Bahade Adadi. So now we're moving away from marriage and getting to other issues with 1A. So Mar Zutra and Rabada Saba, who were the sons of Ramari Bar Isur, so they're brothers. Palik bin Echsayu Bahali Adadi. They were dividing the estate. Echsayu was usually real property together. Adul Kamid Ravashi. So they divided the estate. They didn't have any witnesses attesting to their agreement or anything like that. This is it. You know, you have black acre, I have green acre. Good, we're done. He says, Adul Kamid Ravashi. They came for Rashi. Amrulay, Apishne Edim Amarachmana. The Torah says that you need two witnesses to establish something. So is the Svara of the Torah that I need two witnesses because if people want to retract later on, they won't be able to retract. In other words, we agree to something. So I need two witnesses to attest to what was agreed. is that reason why I need two witnesses? He said, in other words, it's saying Eide Raya. Are the Eidim for Raya, for evidentiary purposes? He says, Vanan Lohadri, but we brothers, we trust one another. Nobody's going to welsh out on the deal, so there's nothing to worry about. O Dilma Lomakaima Milta El Basadi, or perhaps for the Kiyam Hadavar, for the Kinyanim to be effective, we need aid. In other words, when somebody dies, so each one of the Yorshim is inheriting every little, you know, atom, you know, 50%. So every square inch, you know, of black acre, green acre, blue acre is owned by both. Then they make a division. I'll take this, you take that, or whatever. So then we're dividing it all up. So there's coming to Ravashi, why do we need, why are Adam necessary? Are Adam necessary as evidence that this is what was agreed upon? But if that's true, we have nothing to worry about because we're honest, we trust each other, and we're going to be in good shape. Or do I need Adam for the Kima Davar? In other words, in order to be a valid Kinyan, I need the Adams. Without the valid Kinyan, there's nothing doing here with this. Let's take a look at Rashi on this. 10 lines from the bottom. Al Pishnayim. Why does the Torah require Eidim? Bishum the Ibai Mahadar Lamar and Lokakaya Lokalomar Kane. He says if somebody wants to pull out of the deal and say there's someone that didn't take place, Sha'elu Ya'idum who should Sri Khamak to Eidim. He says, so these Eidim all testify, and that's why we need Eidim. But Anuinanu Shakran, and we're not liars, Lord Reman Bam, we're not gonna welsh on our deal, but Ainam Sri Kham Eidim, we don't need Eidim. Oh Dilma, the next Rashi. Or even if they agree what took place, but their transaction is not a valid transaction. So each holding each other's property, and we didn't make a division of the property, it's still in abeyance. That's the question. So back in the Gemara, so he says, Amar Lahu, everyone with me? So back in the Gemara, he says, Odilma lo mekayma milta lo basade. So Amar Lahu, Tervashi said to them, Lo ivru sade el shakre. This Adam were created for liars. In other words, so you only need it. Look at Rashi, the shakre, a covert bar and lamar and lokenu. So the Adam would normally be a de raya. In other words, normally not by a marriage, but by you know a civil matter. Adam are, you know, to establish the bona fides of it. Okay, now one or two more pieces will go on. Now Amar Abaye.
Isn't this halakha that the person who wants to borrow money even from his rabbi needs to have two witnesses?
He should, right?
If not, you're going to open yourself to
right,
a situation.
Right, correct.
But people can come and
right,
forget.
Right.
So over here also, I mean, what do you mean we're brothers, this and that? The whole establishment of witnesses is to prevent having issues.
Well, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. But the only thing is he's arriving at a different conclusion. In other words, he's saying it's to prevent lies. In other words, you're right. If a person is money without Adam, he's over on Lifnei Iver because the person may come denied loan. So he's doing an Aveira that way. But with these two brothers, and presumably the Talmid HaChamim, and they trust one another, so then they don't need Adam because it's just for lying. In other words, that would be the bottom line. In other words, they're saying to Ravashi, what's the reason? Is it just to prevent, you know, lying? We trust one another, or is it for Kima Davar? So he says it's the first. Okay.
Right. So witnesses for Kiddushin act differently than for monetary cases.
Right, that's correct. That's what we're saying. Davar, davar, mimamo. In other words, the witnesses for the Kiddushin are both, they're both for Raya and for Kiyama Davar, but in other situations, it's just for Raya. Right?
Yes.
Okay, back to the Gemara. Now, all right, now we're 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye, Amar Lo Eda Chata Chata Chelet. Now, it says by...
One other question, if I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Regarding the situation, we had two men and a woman, and you say in order for it to come and collect the ketuvah, they need to give a get. They can come and say, I don't want to give a get. She's my wife, and I don't want. So, in this situation, there's no way for her to be able to come and get a ketuvah from that.
That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said that she can marry whoever she wants. She's not bound by it.
And the ketuvah,
but if they both give, if they both give getin,
why should they give it?
But they, but again, it's a little bit like it could be like this, they each say that you were my wife, so that's vis-a-vis them, they have some, you know, prohibitions that are kicking in by that. So, and then we said that the person could on his own you know, give the get. So, but if they would you should give the get, then she can collect the money. Okay, let me go further on because that was the sugya before yes. the sin. Okay, so let's try to do the questions in a timely fashion. Okay, so let's see back on the Gemara. Now we're talking about a korban chatat. So a korban chatat is if a person does an underlying aveira, he forgot something. Then in other words, he knew about something, then he forgot it, and then he remembered. So let's say he knew. Let's say chaylev is forbidden fat. He knew this was forbidden fat. Then he forgot it was forbidden fat. While he forgot it was forbidden fat, he ate the forbidden fat, and then he remembered that it was forbidden fat. Then he's chayav korban chatat. Let's say somebody says you ate forbidden fat, and he says no, I didn't. So he's not chayav korban chatat. But we'll see in a minute. Let's see back in the Gemara. So Amar Abaye, Amar the way to chadachal to chaylev. Let's say one witness says to somebody, you ate chaylev. You did b'shogeg, but you ate chaylev. But lo shotek. And then the other one is silent. He doesn't disagree with him. He's silent. Ne'aman. So the aid is Ne'aman. B'tana tunam, our Tana taught this in the Mishnah, Amar the way to chadachal to chaylev, but lo mer lo achalti. If one aid says, you ate chaylev, he says, no, I did not. That didn't happen. He's patur. But Tama damar lo. The reason he's patur is because he disagrees with the aid. But if the person is silent, so he says Mehema, then the aid has their manas to establish it. Now, Ba'amar Abaye, Amar Lo'ed Echad, we're talking about the koach of one aid. Ba'amar Abaye, Amar Lo'ed Echad, Uta Rotecha. One aid says that you're a Taharot, let's say you're a Kohen, you have Tuma, whatever, or you have Korbanot, you're not a Kohen. It says all your Taharot became Kame. Ba'alo Shotek. And the other person is silent, Ne'eman. So the aid is Ne'eman. Let me get this back up. Okay. One second. All right. Okay. So he says, Batana Tuna and our Tana taught, Eid Echad Omer Nitmu'u, and one Eid says that your Tarot became Tamei, Lo Omer Lo Nitmu'u, and then we have Patur, but the Mishnah says Tahor. It's Tahor. If he disagrees, Tahor. Tama Damarlo, if he disagrees with him, Ishtik Meheman. So if he's silent, he's Neman. Okay. Now, he says one sentence to him. Okay, now, Ba'amar Abaye. Abaye says, Amar Lo'ed Echad, the top line of Samach Bava Min Aleph. Shorcha Nirba. He says, your shor was engaged in like sex with a human. He says, now Rashi learns Ba'asur L'Hakrava. So you can't offer it as a korba. He says, V'halo Shotek, and the owner is silent, Ne'eman, the aid is Ne'eman. V'tanatuna, our Tana taught, V'sheneev Dabo Aveira. If the shore did an aveira with somebody, v'sheimit alpi and v'sheimit, or he killed somebody, alpi eid echad. If one of those was done with one witness, o alpi abalim, or if the owners, admitted, ne'eman. That's ne'eman. Hay alpi eid echad heiti dami. What's the case of eid echad? Eid kamodu balim hainu alpi abalim. If the aid and the balim agree with the aid, that's alpi balim. Elav b'shatik. Rather, it's that the owner was silent. So we have three cases, which the Gemara is going tomorrow. We'll get into the three Pusa. Three cases. We have one aide comes forward, makes a statement, and the party in interest is silent with respect to the claims of the aide. So we had one with the korban chatat of the chaylev. He says, wait, chaylev, and the person's silent. The other is with the taharot. He says, you're a taharot or tameh, and he's silent. And the third is, you're sure, engaged in extracurricular activities. And he's silent. So in each one of the cases, his silence is taken as like an admission, in the face of the ape. Okay.
Can we say he has no opinion? He was never there. Yeah. If somebody comes and says, Shorchan Nirba. What do I know? I don't know. I wasn't there. I would say, no, it was not. I'm not in a position to say anything.
Well,
I'm going to come and say, because you did not deny it, and therefore you agree.
The fact that, he says nothing, it sounds like that sounds like he's going along with it. Okay, now, let's see, what's this? Okay, I think I'm going to call it a night. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts from Zoom land? All right.
Parts of the same issue?
Well, they not well.
One is for Mamanus, one is for
Hodat Baal Din is you have two litigants, and one is agreeing to the claims of the other. That's Hodat Baal Din. Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura could be in a lot of different areas. The person's making an assertion regarding some halakhic area,
And he, as a result of that assertion, even though he can't establish it, but for him, he's bound by his assertion.
Right. The woman who said I was married, but I...
In other words, it could even, it could maybe a woman say I was Tameo or something like that. Let's say a woman says I was Tahora and then I was Tameo or something like that. So it's like, it, so she, her statements might not be binding on anybody else, but they're binding on her. In other words, like she's making the assertion. Okay, let me give one second. Hold it.
Say,